What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I'm calling because I saw an article that you ran today. I hadn't seen it till I saw it on your site on What Really Happened. It's on page two for anybody, page two of all his articles. And it's concerning the Chairman Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is going to retire.
Yes.
And there's two different candidates that are aspiring for that job. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is the principal military advisor to the president.
Yes.
And I know that you know, and I know that a lot of our people out there know how dangerous the world situation is now. And I would even say, Mike, that it's probably a likelihood the way our criminal, you know, president and people running our foreign policy, that it's probable that we'll be in a shooting war with a major shooting war. Maybe even an existential shooting war with somebody.
Yes.
Like China or Russia.
Or both.
And not in the near, or Iran, you know, a too distant future. Like back in the Second World War, Mike, George Marshall became the Army Chief of Staff the day that Hitler invaded Poland in September of 1939. And how providential it was that we had maybe our best Chief of Staff in history at that time, because he was the architect, really, of our military victory in World War II.
Yes.
And I want to contrast that with Colin Powell, who was a complete affirmative action clown from the very beginning. For instance, I think I may have told you before that when I was in Iraq as a contractor, this is just as a contractor, if we lost a cell phone, we'd lose our several hundred thousand dollar a year job and be up for jail time. And when all the years in the military, it was a career killer if you lost a weapon.
Yes.
And Colin Powell lost a weapon twice. When he was a serving officer in Germany, he's a captain or a lieutenant or something, and they twice let him off the hook, probably because he was black. But then he made his bones. He got noticed by covering up the My Lai massacre in 1969.
Yes.
So he was an acquiescent, yes man, do whatever it takes. And never was a guy with moral courage or even any real battlefield courage to speak of, really. And he got elevated because Nixon saw a telegenic black guy, and he rode that pony to the very top through, George Bush, and then finally to Secretary of State. And the guy, this is a guy with no moral courage, and because he knew he was lying when he went to Congress over the Iraq War and those weapons of mass, excuse me, the United Nations, the weapons.
Yep.
Of mass destruction. Remember?
I remember.
And it's my assertion here, Mike, that he was probably the only guy that could have stopped the march to war in 2003 with Iraq. He knew he was lying. He knew it was all lies. It's all become very clear since then that it was a lie, and he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a guy with the gravitas of having been a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, right? And that.
Yep.
The serving Secretary of State, if he had threatened to resign, that war probably would have been shelved. But he didn't. He acquiesced. He didn't have the guts and the moral courage, or maybe the intelligence, or whatever combination, to stop us from this, which was a catastrophic 20-year horrible foreign policy catastrophe we're still reeling from. So now we have two candidates. Milley, who is another ridiculous woke guy who backed CRT, who immersed himself in trying to find out what white privilege and systemic racism was. I'm sure you read all this. I know you did. I sent you this stuff. I know you read it.
Yes.
You read it. But at any rate, he's ridiculous. But at least he wasn't the recipient his entire career of affirmative action on top of being a stupid woke ass, right?
Yeah. But,
so there's two candidates. One is the white commandant, four-star commandant of the Marine Corps. The other guy to replace Milley is the black Air Force chief of staff named Brown. The Berger is the Marine. Brown is the Air Force chief of staff. And we're going to what the chief of staff will be doing. I mean, he's not going to get us into war, but he'll have a voice in it.
Yes.
But if we do go to war, he will deliver the configured product that he oversees with all the morale that goes along with it and the configuration of forces. And we all know, Mike, you know, we've talked about it. You know, there's so many things that are going on now that we've been misspending money for so long that we really are going to need to have a George C. Marshall kind of guy. And we're not getting it in this Brown guy, the black affirmative action, every step of his career. He got promoted, and I'm sure that was a factor in every single promotion. He's a former fighter pilot, and he, but of course, you know, it's like 2023, and when was the last time there was any air combat? Right?
Yeah. Kosovo, I think, was the last one.
Yeah, I guess you could say there was a couple in Desert Storm the first, but
yeah.
But not really, you know. And that was against a nobody opponent, and I don't even think he was in on that. But and then we have the Marine guy who was indeed kicking open doors, or at least in the command structure in Iraq when people were actually getting shot at. But the biggest thing here is that the Marine Corps guy, and we've talked about this before, the Marines just did away with in a major reconfiguration of the way the Marine Corps is.
Yeah.
Did away with all their tanks, and they've reconfigured to not such an expeditionary offensive force, but back to the old days of defending and fighting a war in the Pacific where there was going to be Marine, like, defense battalions, like the old
yep.
Wake Island thing with William Bendix, right, Wake Island?
Yeah.
That was a Marine, before the war, there were a lot of Marine defense battalions. They held off Wake Allen against the Japanese through one landing attempt, right? Eventually they got overwhelmed, but they stopped one of the invasions. But that's what they're reconfiguring. They did away with all their tanks. A large part of their artillery, they're reconfiguring to anti-ship and anti-aircraft missiles to defend these islands that are going to go a long way. So that you can't really approach them, right? You know, that we can,
yeah.
They can actually defend them like defending Guam or Wake or Midway or whatever. So, and he's made major, I mean, imagine the bureaucratic opposition he had to overcome to make those changes, right? Doing away with some infantry battalions. But it was a sober-minded readjustment of what the Marine Corps was all about. And I think it was the wise move, frankly. The other guy is a fighter pilot. And, you know, look at, you know better than anybody, the F-35, the F, we can go through the whole thing. About
yeah.
And this guy's been the chief of staff to the Air Force with the ridiculous decisions on the F-35, the ridiculous decisions on the F-22. And also the CRT, which he's full on behind this guy. He's a CRT affirmative action guy. That's
mm-hmm.
who he is. You know, when Tom Cruise says, I'm a naval aviator, that's who I am. Well, this guy is a CRT affirmative action guy. That's who he is. And he's not a, by the way, 3 weeks ago, I met a general, an Air Force general at a social thing, and was introduced to the guy, and I'm not going to tell his name because I don't want to disparage the guy. But this guy was a B-1 pilot, and he's got more than one star, I'll just say that. Fewer than
okay.
four, more than one. And he's got a very crucial billet in the Air Force. And we were talking, and he was saying he was a B1 guy, and when I as soon as I got back, you know, to my hotel, I was out of town when I met him. I looked this guy up, and this guy had a Distinguished Flying Cross. This is a black guy, by the way, a black Air Force big time guy.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he might be up for the chief of staff job if Brown gets the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You know, but at any rate, so this guy, he got the Distinguished Flying Cross, flying a B-1, which came out in 1982. We've never lost one in combat.
No.
It cost $100 million in 1982. We bought 100 of them, and now we're down somewhere in the 70s through accidents and attrition and all that, but never a combat loss. This guy got a Distinguished Flying Cross in the War on Terror, which means what we're talking about is Afghanistan.
Yes.
Right?
Or
Iraq. A B-1 that flies at 35,000 feet and drops bombs, and there's some poor guy, some poor special forces or infantry guy who's guiding these bombs in with a laser, who's really in contact with the enemy, right?
Yeah.
And this guy may as well be, you know, a United Airline pilot, right? But at any rate, they gave this guy, another affirmative action guy, another CRT, affirmative action guy, a Distinguished Flying Cross for doing that. And never even, they won't even let it, you know, one of those B-1s at $100 million at 82, they're probably $500 million now, they won't let a BB gun near it, you know? But at any rate, that's the kind of inflation and whatever. One more thing I want to say also, Mike, is that we've got under a million people in the active armed forces, all of them, in the United States. And we have more four-star generals than we did in 1945 when we had 16 million. You know, 16
yeah,
million.
We definitely have a surplus of brass.
Yeah, I mean, so, and all these guys are bloated, you know, affirmative action political guys. And, of course, and they're throwing out all the capable guys. But the point is, this guy in the Air Force, this Air Force chief of staff who's up for the job, has never made a decision like the guy in the Marine Corps did to go against and buck things, right? And
mm-hmm.
and reconfigure, like you know, we've got to get away from carriers. You know about that. We've
yes.
got to get away from, the Marines have to get away from what they were doing, and the Army has to change. But at least the Marine guy has actually seen shots fired in anger and actually been in combat, and he's made some tough decisions, and maybe he's a guy that has enough administrative bureaucratic courage that he would not do what the complete boob affirmative action guy like Colin Powell did and keep us out of a war. Maybe he has enough courage to do that. This other guy, I'm sure he does not. But anyways, that's my rant here, Mike.
Yeah, and thank you for the rant here, and I did let you go on for a little while. We've got other callers waiting on the line, so thank you for the call, Peter. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, you're on
the
air.
Mike, great call by Pete. Peter. Mike, what's on my mind is, did you see Kevin McCarthy today, what he's proposing with the Congress?
No, I did not.
Oh, and by the way, it's Bill Haley. Bill Haley wrote that song, Rock Around the Clock, tonight, what was that, 69 years ago, started rock and roll. But, Kevin McCarthy's proposing now they're going to send the military. He's going to have a vote. They're going to try to get a roll call vote, send the military to the border. And we're going to see when the chickens come home the roost, you know, Democrats are going to vote, well, how they're going to vote for this. Send the military to the border.
I missed that one, and I hope he gets the votes for it. The problem is that, Joe Biden will probably veto it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see what's going to happen here in a very probably the next 48 to 72 hours. We'll see what happens with that. So that's going to be interesting. By the way, the guy that's proposed that, Mike, his name is the congressman here in Florida. I can't think of his name. Waltz, Congressman Michael Waltz.
Yep.
They've already made a death threat against this guy.
I'm not surprised.
He's got threats against him because he wants. He said that the cartels are just killing too many Americans with the fentanyl and all the other crap that's going on.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens with this situation. Now, another thing I'm called about, Mike, did you see the Breitbart story today about what's going on in Portland, Maine? Are you talking about that?
refresh my memory.
Okay, well, they have a basketball arena, and they're bringing all these people from the Congo Congo and Somalia into Portland, Maine, Mike, all these blacks. And the reason I called your show is I want to know, are all these people going to scream reparations too when they come from Africa over here to Portland, Maine? They're already paying their heating oil and all that for the city of Portland. So now they're going to probably all come over and say, well, our families were slaves and we had ancestors. I mean, this whole reparations thing's gone insane, Mike.
It is. You know, I made that comment before about that lady who was trying to walk out of a grocery store with $1,000 worth of groceries and saying, this is my reparations.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how it's going to play out, Mike, nationwide, but, California's the leftist weirdo coast. Well, that state is basically ruining the rest of the country, the way I look at it. I mean, you got 18 million illegals in there. Got the Speaker of the House in California, but all of a sudden now he wants to send the military to the border. I don't understand, Mike. For the life of me, I don't get it. But, hearing about these Congolese and the Somalians going into Portland, Maine, Mike, why don't they ship them to Atlanta? Why do they send them to Portland, Maine? So they can turn that state to a total blue state, too? It's going to be a total blue state.
Yeah, I think that would be the plan.
That's the plan, Mike. And, there's a bunch of great calls calling in, and I got to tell you, everybody's wonderful, and even if I disagree with them, I got to I have to fight for their right to say what they got to say. But yeah, Mike, I tell you, what the Zog getting away with? I was just hearing today on the show, I didn't realize that Ukraine is 97% Christian, but they got a Jew for a leader, and he brought their country into war. I don't understand what's going on. Do you believe Donald Trump was the president right now, Mike? You think that would be happening? Would Putin have done that? Trump was the president?
No, I don't think Putin would have done that. For one thing, if Donald Trump had, been acknowledged as the victor in the 2020 elections, there wouldn't have been the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. And, we would not be in this situation.
Okay. So my point is this, Mike. Donald Trump right now in the state of Florida, it's all over the news here in the South Florida news. Donald Trump's suing his Michael Cohen for $500 million.
I saw that.
You believe, and they say if they bring that trial here to Florida, that Trump's going to win the case, and he'll potentially end up with $200 million out of the deal.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be something else if that happens, Mike? If Trump actually proves this guy Cohen he lied, he's a filthy liar, and then Donald Trump ends up with $200 million in his coffers, wouldn't that be something else?
Yeah, and it would also be, very damaging to Bragg's case against Trump.
Yeah, Mike, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if this guy Cohen, the filthy liar that he is, I mean, and you got a lot of Jews sticking up for Donald Trump right now. That's what's amazing about this whole thing. You got Mark Levin, you got tons of here Jewish Americans there in Florida are like saying this guy Cohen's a filthy liar and he's a bad Jew and he's this, that Jew, He's like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in other words, this guy Cohen. She lied her tail off when the DNC, they never did nothing to her, Mike. Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. So it's a giant cabal. It's a massive cabal. And like I told your show, Mike, I guess it was a year and a half ago. I don't know if you remember, I told you this. I went to a Trump rally back in 2019, and Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz had like 10 girls out there, and they had signs, Mike, with a profanity. They were cussing at the Trump supporters. And I'm talking girls that seem like they were like 14, 15, 16 years old. And they're cussing out senior citizens like that and calling people who supported Trump filthy names. Would that have ever happened if Donald Trump's people would have went to a Biden rally and called Biden all kinds of filthy names and had signs? They would have never allowed that. I'd be in every news, major news network.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, Mike? It's a double standard. It's filth. And filthy swines are running our media, the spinmeisters, spin doctors, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Until we get that straightened out, we're never going to get nothing straightened out. As far as you say, Mike, the vote. It's all about the vote, and they've got total lockdown.
Okay, Tom, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We got to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the
price? And welcome back to our show here. And let's see, we have open lines right now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Did you see Tucker's interview? Did you see Tucker's interview with Trump?
I saw portions of it. I did not see the whole thing, but, Trump was definitely out there, hitting the points really hard.
Yeah, he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. I think partially the reason why people think he's dumb is his speech mannerisms and his patterns and what have you. He's just he's very sharp and he's very quick-witted, but he just doesn't, he's not a salesman, in other words. Well, I guess he is. You know where I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Right, yeah. Gavin Newsom, he's very polished. He'll sell, rice to Chinese or whatever. You know, he can really manipulate the truth.
Yes, he can.
Yeah. Well, one thing I found interesting is when he was talking to Tucker about, the greatest threat to humanity and to the earth, to the environment, is actually nuclear weapons. And you never hear Greta, you never hear these people that keep harping about global warming. You know, he made the point that this can happen in a second. not 300 years. Yeah. And he made the point also that he's seen pictures of molten granite in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or maybe even visited, but I don't recall. And so have you seen the pictures underneath World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2?
Have I seen the pictures of the you mean the glowing debris in the foundations?
Well, in the foundations, under the foundations, when they dug all the way down, and I have one picture that shows the earth-moving equipment. It's actually dwarfed by the crater.
Yeah.
There's a crater in the granite, and the granite looks like lava that's been melted away and then cooled again, with the streaks going down the side and clumps here and there. And so I wonder if he's seen those pictures. He's very astute. When 9/11 happened, he said that it didn't happen from the airplanes, that the buildings couldn't collapse from the airplanes because the same people who designed these towers designed buildings that I own, and they assured me that an airplane couldn't destroy them. But I also find curious that there was molten metal down there, kind of like a foundry, for weeks at a time.
Well, the prevailing theory is that the buildings were structurally weakened using thermite, and, of course, that would produce a tremendous amount of residual heat.
Well, thermite's a chemical explosive, a chemical incendiary.
It's not really explosive. I mean, if you heat it, you'll get a solid deflagration. But at room temperature, it just puts out a lot of heat. It's an incendiary device.
Right, yeah, it's an incendiary device. And it expels all its energy almost instantaneously.
Yes.
Whereas a nuclear explosion is slower. It's kind of like a giant pool table, if you can imagine that. It takes a while for all the fission to take place.
That is definitely not accurate. The actual fission is over in a very, very short interval of time.
Well, it depends on the detonation type that takes place. But the heat, I mean, if you watch nuclear explosions, it's not like a bomb that goes off, in other words. It takes a while. And you've heard of the China syndrome, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. And but the way a nuclear weapon works is the fissionable material fissions, converts part of its mass to energy. That happens in just microseconds of time. Then that heat travels out, and that heat causes surrounding material to vaporize, and that's where the mechanical energy of the explosion comes from.
Well, that's entirely correct, dude. All right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, you've got it here, and we're going to start with Milton in Pennsylvania, but Milton, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, I just wanted to say all these committees I watch on TV, questioning this, questioning that, weaponizing government, this, that, and the other thing. And we the people, right, and I hope I can convey this, what I'm trying to say. How come they have like 80 million or so Trump supporters and stuff, which would be Republican? Why couldn't we hire, okay, constitutional lawyers and go right at them and charge like Biden with treason and stuff?
Well, because the court system is under the control of the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice is under the control of Joe Biden. I mean, look at what's going on with Carrie Lake. I mean, she's got all the evidence, and every step along the way, the court is saying, well, yeah, these bad things did happen, but we don't see that there was an intent to cheat the election, so we're going to reject your petition. Anyway, Milton, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 512-248-8252.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Here we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Milton in Pennsylvania. We were talking about the idea of trying to launch civic lawsuits or whatever through the court system to go after some of the criminality that we have been witnessing within the political power structure. But again, as long as the courts themselves are under the control of that political structure, it's really not likely to work. And the example I was citing was Carrie Lake, and I admire her courage and her tenacity. But the reality is this government is never, ever, ever going to admit that there is any election fraud anywhere, or the whole party is going to be over. And we're seeing that the courts that Carrie keeps going to, they say, well, you're right. There were these odd things happening, and there was this, and they were, you're right. They're all wrong. But we don't see any evidence of intent to defraud the election, and that's where they're trying to leave that. Anyway, Milton, take it away.
I just want to make one last comment, right?
Yeah.
And our forefathers screwed up in the Constitution when they said if the government goes awry, they're to abolish it and start over. They didn't say how. I only know one other last resort now.
Well, yeah, you're thinking of the Declaration of Independence, and you know, it's something John F. Kennedy used to say, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I really don't like that. I prefer the Gandhi approach. But you know, I'm hearing so many people talk about it these days, and it really does concern me.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you for the phone call here. 512-248-8252. Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Kind of had three quick topics. But real quick, I just wanted to say thanks. I've been using that Yandex browser you recommended, and it's great. I mean, it doesn't have the ADL kind of censorship every time you Google. You know, if you search for Republic Broadcasting, that's the first thing that pops up, not like a warning, you know, that racism and stuff like that. So, anyway, but Peter's call real quick as well. Colin Powell, when he grew up, he learned Yiddish as a second language as a child, and he worked kind of in that part of Brooklyn. So he was probably groomed from a very young age to basically do the Iraq War and the Iran War and whatever other war they wanted. So he's very fluent in Yiddish, and I'm sure he was friends with Netanyahu and that whole gang. And my third thing, you know, I was listening to Eric Stryker, and he basically these leaks. I haven't been able to find a good source for what all was leaked, but he was saying that that nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
Yes, Zaporizhzhia.
They were actually encouraging Zelensky to artillery shell that or send missiles and destroy that nuclear plant. It would have been mass devastation all over Europe. Have you heard that part, or is that true?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Okay, that's a pretty big deal.
It is.
It's attempted genocide, so... Where's a good source to look at these leaks? I can't find what all was leaked out and stuff like that.
The documents, they're posted all over Twitter. Just go in and search for Pentagon Papers, and you'll find a whole bunch of them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I had. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Well, thank you for the call here. 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the last caller with the whole Twitter and that. I don't think that's really going to be accessible necessarily in court, because if you're getting documents off of Twitter, you know what I mean? You don't know necessarily if those documents are real. So it's not the documents, but it's the source. You know what I mean? The way that you're getting them. So I don't know if that would, you know, at the end, people might not realize right now that they might be going off on a tangent. And even if they are real, the judge could easily just throw that out because it's just Twitter. So, but if it is real, it should be, you know, shouldn't be much of a problem. But my point is people better make sure that that stuff's all real.
I mean, we are, and I'm not, let me be clear on this. I would use the documents on Twitter call for, subpoenas and search warrants and say, you know, let's see what the real documents look like.
Right,
make sure they haven't been altered.
Exist, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Then you'd have a solid chain of evidence.
But that's the thing, though. What if those documents, what it winds up happening, I'm just saying, what if it happens that those people were lying about, you know what I mean? So my point is people shouldn't, prepare if you want with those, but there should be like a contingency just in case, automatically, in case something like that happens when they try to play something like that. But the main reason I was calling was because Supreme Court, I believe they're going to be showing up this year, this summer, on the news media. I believe John Roberts should be stepping down, and Kavanaugh will be taking his chief position as Chief Justice. And John Turley will be taking John Roberts' new spot. And I'm going to wind up crushing them. I'm going to prove that the justices are about injustice and revenge. And they don't know what justice is. And it's going to be proven by the way that they speak and the way that they've done things. But I'm going to use their in the moment. So I'm not going to go back and look at their past cases where I can easily prove that. I'll use in the moment. So this summer, they should be on the news and I'm going to wind up crushing them. So I just want to point that out. Nobody listened to me. Nobody wants to do as I said when I was right about everything, personalities, body language, about everything. There's so much I've been right about, and everyone's been the government's been listening to me. This is over with. So I'm going to crush them. I'm going to prove that they are not about justice. And there it goes. So wish me luck.
Well, good luck, and thank you for the phone call. Pardon me. The lines are now all open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go back to doing some news. We were talking about wokeism and transgenderism, and it's amazing. This boycott of Bud Light has really been effective. The American people are speaking up with their wallets and saying, we don't want this stuff shoved at us anymore. And as of the last time we checked, Bud Light has lost approximately $7 billion, with a B, in market cap over the last 5 days. This is an epic, epic disaster. And by the way, as somebody pointed out, this does seem to be coordinated, because Coors is out with their version of the rainbow can. And, you know, so they're out there pushing this whole thing and apparently thinking that they can appeal to the transgender marketplace and not have to worry about their core customer base. No, it doesn't work that way. It definitely does not work that way. All righty, getting on back to that tragic shooting we had in Louisville, the parents have finally gone public talking about this horrible situation and acknowledge that, yes, the young man had been struggling with mental health issues. He was on psychiatric medication, and we have had concerns about that in the past as well. And so, yeah, that's definitely not good. And, you know, I do agree, you know, with the Second Amendment, but if you're on these medications, you are not responsible for your actions. And I do think there does need to be some kind of a limit there. All righty. Now, we have Joe Biden's Justice Department is just going hammer and tong after Donald Trump for mislabeling a bookkeeping entry here. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has offered a sweetheart plea deal to a vandal who admitted to defacing a Catholic church with profane graffiti, destroying a statue of the Virgin Mary, assaulting a church worker, and resisting arrest. And the plea agreement reviewed by Fox News Digital shows the Department of Justice recommends zero jail time for the perpetrator. So there is definitely a case of justice is peeking out from underneath that blindfold here. All righty, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to call back. Yesterday, the guy, Joe in Tennessee, I guess, he was talking about the churches, the Catholic and all that stuff. And so, yeah, it's one of the things that isn't really talked about. They talk about what the Jews do and all that, but they don't talk about the enablers, and he was right on what he said about the Protestant churches. Most are fallen. I listened to Chuck Baldwin because he is not a dispensationalist. He's a supersessionist. The people who believe the Christians are the new God's people rather than the other guys. And yeah, it was Schofield that started the whole thing. It had a huge influence. There's supposedly about 70 million at least evangelicals, so-called, who go with Kuthi and all the rest of it. And that's why you have people like, you have so many congressmen who bow down to Israel, because there's all those votes. There's the money, but there's also all the votes. And that's a big thing, and it hasn't been. You know, most of the people calling the show, they're talking about the Jews control this, and that's true, but you have to look underneath, and you'll see that. So all of the churches, by the way, up until the late 1800s, when the Schofield Reference Bible came, they were all supersessionists, not just Catholic. All the Baptists, everybody was. And so that is one of the things that is really not talked about much and has had a huge effect. We have the same thing here. I tried to go to a so-called, you know, fundamental Baptist. I consider myself to be a fundamental Baptist, but these guys, they were pro-Israel, so I stopped. So I just listened to Chuck Baldwin online. He's one of the few who isn't one, who is not a dispensationalist. So just wanted to bring that out. As far as the Catholic Church goes, well, there's a lot of problems with the Catholic Church. There was, for example, in the early 1500s, a guy named he was one of the great scholars of his day. from Rotterdam. I'm trying to remember his name. Anyway, he came out with a Bible where he printed the Textus Receptus, original Greek, on one side, and the Latin Bible on the other side. And you look at it, you can see that the Latin was corrupted. And the Roman Catholic has been corrupt for centuries, selling indulgences and doing all sorts of things. And making, for example, priests had to be unmarried so that their money, if they died, went back to the church. Whereas in the Protestant churches, a pastor must be a man married to one woman, not divorced and not a polygamist, and he has to have children. And that's the core, and that's in the Bible too. So the Catholics, they don't follow it properly. We're not getting into a big dissertation, but that's the way it lies. So, but anyway, he did bring up some good points. So, do you have any comments on that, or?
No, it's very informative, and okay. Thank you very much for the call.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
All righty. Okay, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to wokeness, is an interesting article that came out of BlabberBuzz talking about Anna Kasparian, who's a co-host of The Young Turks, and apparently she came on out and said that she identifies as a woman, and immediately got jumped on by all the progressives and says, no, you're a birthing person, or you're a person with a uterus. And it shows the kind of aggressive, if you will, territoriality of the transgender movement, because it's one thing when they come up to me and say, I want you to say that I'm really a woman whatever they want to call themselves, identify me as a birthing person. All right, fine, you're a birthing person. And but then now they're coming up to women like Anna Kasparian and saying, no, you're not allowed to identify as a woman. You will identify yourself using one of our approved terms. And this has really gone way over the top here. And, you know, you can't have it both ways. If you want to say that you identify as anything you want to identify as, then you have to offer the same courtesy to everybody else. And if you want to have women who say, I identify as a woman, or if you want to have a man who says, I identify as a man, then you got to let them have that freedom. Okay? It's not, you know, our way or the highway kind of an attitude. All righty. Now, for you history buffs, today is the anniversary of the first human flight into space. It was back on 1961. It was Yuri Gagarin, and he shot into space on top of a Vostok capsule and an R-7 rocket. And to celebrate that, to commemorate that, Putin delivered a speech on what they're calling the International Day of Human Spaceflight. And this was the anniversary of Vostok 1. And, of course, a couple of weeks later, Alan Shepard got his trip, suborbital trip, followed by Gus Grissom, another suborbital trip. That's the one where they lost the capsule, which has been recovered. It's in the Kansas City cosmosphere. And finally, John Glenn going for his orbit. Now, coming up to date here, Elon Musk and SpaceX are looking at the first test flight of the Starship rocket at the end of next week. And they've been working on this for a lot of months, and work is accelerating. You can see pictures of it, live video feeds of it. It's it actually looks a little like out of a 1950s science fiction movie, but it is a real working rocket. It is larger and more powerful than the Saturn V. And I wish them all a lot of luck, because if they can get this to work and be able to recover those boosters and reuse them, it is going to significantly reduce the cost of pound to orbit for researchers and tourists, whatever. Okay, now the former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, is sounding the warning that artificial intelligence could hurt American politics and it needs to be reined in. There needs to be limits on it. Elon Musk is also sounding the word of caution. He signed a Future of Life Institute petition calling for all major AI developments to be paused. And there have been a couple of incidences with some of these ChatGPT situations that are out there, you know, saying, well, we're going to figure out how to destroy human life and take over the planet. And it's important to understand, even these artificially intelligent systems will admit they're not really intelligent, they're not sentient, they're not self-aware. They are basically very, very clever language parsers and are able to predict what you are likely to say as you continue your sentence along. And that's what really gives them that almost human-like ability to converse. But, yeah, some weird stuff is coming out of there. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on this hump day. And over in, we've got another caller on the line. Let's go back to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you mentioned Yuri Gagarin. And I happen to be watching the Harrison Ford submarine movie made in Russia. after the fall of the Soviet Union called K-19 Widowmaker?
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have.
It's an excellent movie, and I like to buy DVDs because they had the making of segments in there, and the making of it is worth the cost of the DVD itself. You know, they took an old submarine that was in dry dock. They're going to turn it into a restaurant, and then the funding fell through, so they bought that, lengthened it, put an artificial conning tower on it, and towed it out to sea to make the movie. I mean, they went the extra effort to make it realistic instead of resorting to CGI. But during the movie, at the start of it, Yuri Gagarin was mentioned, and then one of the officers said, well, he wasn't the first, but he was the first to survive, because the first...
Yeah, I've heard that story, and, you know, the Soviet Union was very secretive, and they did have failures, which they covered up. They had a pure oxygen environment fire that killed one of their cosmonauts, and they simply erased the guy from all the pages and everything, which probably, you know, is one of the reasons why the U.S. space program said, well, you know, the Russians have been using pure oxygen environments. They haven't had a problem. Let's go ahead and do that for Apollo 1.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, and these astronauts, you know, some of them did die, and that's a tragic thing. I think it's even more tragic that there's a lot of people, and it's growing. They're growing in numbers that think that, you know, it's all fake, you know, and these rockets that they're shooting up. Why would all these nations build rockets and shoot them up into space as part of a hoax? I just don't get it.
Well, you need to remember, in the early days of the space program, the rockets that were being used were not being built for space exploration. They were the rockets that were being built to hurl nuclear weapons to the other side of the planet. The Redstone was a war missile. Same thing with the Atlas, the Titan. The first rocket actually built exclusively for space exploration was the Saturn V.
Yeah, that's true. That's entirely true. That wasn't my point. I was just saying the space is fake crowd and et cetera. But that's just a side topic. We don't need to discuss it. All right. Thanks for taking my call again.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're almost to the end of the program. And I'm looking at the story. You know, we're into spring here. And yet over in Serbia, they're still dealing with heavy snow. They had a snowstorm that lasted about 6 hours. So, gosh darn, that human-caused global warming, what can I tell you about that? And then finally, there is this story that I saw on social media. This is a kind of a little sick. Down in Florida, there were these two healthcare workers who've been fired after abusing a dementia patient and live streaming it to build their online audience. That's just a little bit sick. I'm sorry. That's just a little. Yeah, Claire agrees with me on that one. Okay, we should be hearing the music here at any time now. There it is. All right, the show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone with Richard Carey. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.